Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. One of the most intriguing things about early keyboard instruments and original period instruments in general is their lack of standardization. Of course, every instrument, modern, folk, period, or traditional, has its own personality. But instrument personality is especially apparent in the many makes and models of keyboard instruments of the bygone eras, each bearing characteristics further defined by national lines. German harpsichords were different than French harpsichords, which were different still from Italian and English models. And what's more, these keyboards evolved incredibly fast, resulting in instruments, each with a unique user interface, if you will, all with distinctive subtleties of touch, action, timbre, and sound. In some ways, it's kind of like our modern-day technology boom. Yesterday's tablet or smartphone is, well, so yesterday. Unlike dial-up modems or dot matrix printers, though, we keep coming back to these antique tools of music making. Harpsichord music performed on yesterday's instrument is something that's just up our alley here at Harmonia. Did you know that the Smithsonian National Museum of American History has in its collection upwards of nearly 5,000 instruments? From that collection, two 17th century Italian harpsichords are represented on a 2013 release from the FOM, or Friends of Music recording label. Webb Wiggins plays pieces by Frescobaldi, Merula, and others on a harpsichord built in Florence by Nicolas de Coco in 1694, as well as a 1693 instrument built in Rome by Giovanni Battista Giusti. Technical information on these instruments concerning size, range, and construction are detailed quite well in the booklet notes that accompany this disc, but for now, let's just listen. Here are sound samples of these two instruments back-to-back. First, Frescobaldi's Balletto 1 on the De Coco instrument, then Balletto 2 on the harpsichord by Giusti. What do you think? It's a wonderfully full sound from both instruments, though I find myself preferring what is, to my ear, the warmer sound of the Dococo harpsichord. Both instruments, though, have that distinctive Italian sound. Clear attack, quick decay, clean tone. You can also hear quite prominently the action of the jacks plucking the strings, undampened on these Italian models by the leather guides used in harpsichord construction elsewhere in Europe. And speaking of elsewhere in Europe, late 17th and early 18th century instruments from Antwerp and Paris feature in another 2013 recording. This one, released by Plectra Records, features Arthur Haas performing Rameau's Pièce de Clavecin. You can immediately hear a difference in this 1627 Flemish harpsichord by Jonas Ruckers. Unlike the Italian harpsichords on Wiggins' recording, variations in stringing and construction lend this Flemish instrument a more nasal and sustained sound than either of the Italian models. Flemish Ruckers harpsichords were among the first instruments to be built with a two-manual keyboard. French harpsichord builders soon adapted the model for their own instruments. The second manual is desirable in these harpsichords for use as an expressive tool, the upper and lower manuals providing quick changes in color, dynamic, and sound quality between the two contrasting registers. Rameau's composition, La Follette, from his 1724 Pièce de Clavecin, is a moody piece whose title refers to a woman gone mad. It's a fun piece, but I also want to play this track to show off the Nicolas Dumont harpsichord that it's performed on, an original instrument built in Paris in 1707. We featured both the Dumont and the Ruckers harpsichords on this podcast before. If you're curious about that episode, just go to our website and search for Exploring the Clavecin. Our web address is harmony@earlymusic.org. While you're there, you can find out more about the recordings we featured today from Webb Wiggins and Arthur Haas. And don't forget to check out our archive and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase benefits Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.